Tainus, Paragimel, Mishnah Base 3:2, and kind of more on the same topic. What if yardu letzmachin avlo yardin leilan? What if we did get rain, and the rain is sufficient and good for the sprouting, you know, small plants and grain, but it doesn't rain in a way that's beneficial for trees? That is to say, you have light rains the whole time that, you know, keep things, you know, misty and wet, but nothing actually, none of rain that would penetrate deep in the ground to provide for roots for the deeper root systems of trees. So then we're going to say that's an impending catastrophe again because the trees don't have fruit. That'll be terrible, of course. And if that happens, and that'll mean it happens, like, say, in Nisan time, the Gemara says, by the end of the season, we haven't had one good rain that penetrates deep, so we need at least some rain now, at least by Nisan, to make sure the trees are properly watered for the taking of the summer. So then we'll jump into Masrina Leh and Miyad. We'll immediately come to the most intense level of fasting. Similarly, Le'ilan v'lo letzmachim, if there's rains that are good for the trees but not for the other smaller plants. So now we're talking at the beginning of the season, let's say. The rains fall very hard. That's great for the trees. They'll be well watered, and that's good. But if it's, you know, torrential rains in the beginning, that's not good for the grain or other small plants. They get washed away, they get drowned, etc. And therefore, that's no good. So again, our response will have to be an immediate one of Masrina Leh Miyad. Lezeh v'lezeh, if the rains come that are sufficient both for the small plants, so it's light rains, as well as for the trees, you got some heavy rains also. Avlo laboros l'shichen v'lemaros, but there isn't enough rain to fill up the water cisterns. A bor is a round cistern. Shiach is a long skinny also place to collect water. And a ma'ara is like a cave, but again, it's also a water cistern that's sort of rectangular and built to the side of a hill, and it's covered, and there it's to retain water. So that means, since there isn't water in the water cisterns, that of course is also terrible. So then, once again, Masrina Leh Miyad will have immediately a response of having to fast in the most intense way for the rains to come. In this last case here, we're talking about something that would happen, let's say, at the end of the summer, where the water is dried up, there's enough water to do our irrigation or whatever it is needs. So then we will, at the beginning of the summer, meaning from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, let's say, 2 weeks before Sukkot, is the earliest rain would normally come, and therefore we begin to pray for rain then. The Gemara says, although under normal circumstances we don't make a tefillah shav, we don't pray for miracles, and that's why we're waiting until the rainy seasons return, at least the beginning of Tishrei, if we see there's not enough water in the cisterns, and not just for needs, but actually for like irrigation needs and so on, but actually just to drink, there's not enough water to go around, there's no water left. So then we would cry out in full any time of year, even in the middle of the summer, even though it's miraculous for it to rain in Israel in July, let's say. But if there's no water to drink in July, that's also an impending, you know, life-threatening situation. And therefore, we do what we can, and we even would pray and fast and Masriya even then.